We know that living things are composed primarily of carbon, and we know that our forests are tremendously effective at sequestering and storing carbon. When asked which forest type is most effective at storing carbon, the most common response is tropical rainforests. This has been drummed into many of us since high school. But like so much commonly held wisdom about forests, it is wrong. In fact, the forest systems storing the most carbon are boreal coniferous forests, known also as taiga, of the type found in northern North America. What is most surprising about this is that much more than 50% of the carbon in these systems is embedded in the organic content of the soil. While rainforests contain more carbon per acre above ground in the vegetation, because the conditions are warm and wet, decay and mineral recycling occurs rapidly. Thus, there is little stored long-term in the soil. By contrast, boreal forests exist in cooler climates where decay is much slower, so organic matter builds up in the soil and remains much longer. As a result, the boreal system, even with less carbon in the vegetation per acre, has sufficient in the soil that the total in the system far exceeds that in the tropical rainforests. This has consequences. When tropical rainforests burn, considerable carbon is emitted into the atmosphere. But when cooler climate forests burn, much less carbon is emitted. Indeed, when Oregon's forests burn, emissions are often quite small. This is not only because soil carbon is barely touched by anything but the most severe fires, and even in our serious fires, this percentage is less than 10%, but also because fires leave large patches of untouched vegetation, and even that which is burned results in considerable amounts of wood unburned. We frequently hear folks arguing that forest fires must be extinguished to prevent vast carbon emissions. But this is another commonly held belief that is just wrong. The major cause of carbon emissions in our forests is logging. Recorded in the studios of KSKQ Ashland, Oregon, this has been the Climate Capsule. I'm Alan Journay from Southern Oregon Climate Action Now. Please visit our website at socan.eco where you can learn more about SOCAN, our projects, and activities.